Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Is it hard for you to talk with people who don't share your political opinions? If so, Central College has a lecture this week for you. Democracy Rocks, Talking Across the Aisle. Let's go in depth with Kyle McCord, professor of English at Drake University.
Kyle, in these divided political times, I understand that you're interested in addressing the issue of how do we talk across the aisles? How do we talk to people that's political philosophies, ideas might be different from ours? What got you interested in this?
Well, I come from a somewhat divided background. My parents are both of one political stripe, but I grew up in a small town in rural Iowa where people often had a different political outlook than me. And also when I was in I went to a very liberal college, but then afterwards I went and worked as an evangelical outreach coordinator for a very conservative church, or I should say fairly conservative church in northern Ohio. And so I've always been interested in the ways that we can find common ground in terms of diction or maybe language. And so especially as someone who comes from a background where I don't always come to the conclusions in the same way that other people do, I often find myself trying to re-articulate my arguments. So I've been doing a lot of research, especially since, November of 2016, about the ways in which people communicate and the different types of emotional strategies that people use to connect with one another.
Well, that sounds interesting. We always hear you're not supposed to talk politics or religion at the dinner table, but if you don't, how do we grow and learn and all of that if we don't?
Absolutely. No, I think that's very true. I think that a lot of times, I think the better piece of advice would be don't come to the dinner table unless you're ready to listen, and not just to listen to what somebody says, but listen to how somebody says it. What are the values or the structures that are behind what they're saying, right? Because that seems to be one of the great differences among Americans these days. It's not necessarily what we value or don't value. I think there is some truth to that, but I think a lot of it is how we value those things. And that's what a lot of the research I've done has shown is that, has shown is that we look at different, especially people who are very conservative and people who are very liberal, look at different categories in terms of importance. While liberals look at, for example, care and fairness as being very critical to their worldview, conservatives tend to look more at things like autonomy or loyalty or other features of the political discourse that are no less important, right, but again are just articulated through a different lens.
Well, it sounds great. Everybody needs to come prepared to listen. And then you also said something else is how people present their ideas. Could you touch on that? Is that what you said?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the first things that we're going to discuss is from a book called The Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt. He starts by looking at the origin of people's morality, right? Where does morality come from, and is there anything intuitive about it? And oftentimes, what we perceive as being the underlying moral principle of most law is, does this law prevent people, or does it harm somebody in some way, right? We want to think about if we're in a discussion, we might think about it this way. People can do things that are morally ambiguous, where it doesn't directly harm somebody, but it might do damage to our larger society. We have certain norms or sets of morality. And when we violate those norms, right, a lot of times that will, in some ways, might think about it only on an individual level, but oftentimes it comes back to the community as well, right? And especially as Westerners, we tend to think of the world as a set of individuals rather than as a set of relationships. And so especially within that, one of the big considerations that I'm sort of thinking about is the way that we can take these larger questions of morality and extend them. And so one of the things that we'll be doing right at the outset is talking about some sort of morally ambiguous questions so that people can define their own morality or their own boundaries and have an idea where they come from. Because I think oftentimes people are too unconscious about the things they believe. They believe them because of a particular anecdote or a particular experience, but not necessarily because without understanding necessarily the rational reason behind them or the compelling set of values that they've put into place by enacting those.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kyle McCord, professor of English at Drake University, about talking with people who don't share your political opinions.
You're referring to an event. You're coming to Central College November 8th for Democracy Rocks series, Talking Across the Aisle, and so that's part of your program.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's, you know, I'm going to share an experience we all have. I've got a couple of friends and actually one close relative that I come prepared to listen and they come prepared to lecture and they're not interested in learning at all. They know everything. Do you know people like that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, some days I can be like that and I know that. Right. And so, one of the things that, that we're going to work on is, how do we get people out of a place where they're in that default mode, right? Because when people come and they're prepared to talk and not prepared to listen, it's because they've fallen into a default, right, where they have their experiences and they're going to convey them to you and then you're going to learn the truth of what they know. And so one of our sources of discussion will be how do we put questions in their path that maybe don't fall into those typical political camps, right? Because one of the interesting points is that we might think of politics as linear, but it's actually multidimensional, right? There are multiple ways on the right of looking at a particular issue. There's multiple ways on the left of looking at particular issues, and there are lots of ways that many of the farthest right and furthest left issues actually wind back on themselves, right? And so it's tricky because you're right. Some people are so compelled by their own version of the narrative that it's very tricky to get them to break out of it, right? But one of the things that I always try and focus on, especially when I'm dealing with, I'll just give you an example of this. Oftentimes I deal with people who have strong evangelical faith, right? And that's something that I'm very familiar with. And they, you know, fall back into, well, a child is a child, not a choice, right? Or gay marriage is something that is not supported by the Bible, right? And in the regard to those questions, I might ask them a different set of questions that sort of strays from that dichotomy, which is, isn't in some way the issue of gay marriage an issue of government intrusion, right? Or a privacy issue, wherein if we say the government should be the arbiter of marriage, it's a form of sort of idolatry, is an argument I sometimes make to them, which is something that a lot of them are not familiar with as an argument. Or on this issue of abortion, we can talk about, it's so focused on in terms of the issue of life or death that we might also consider the issue of government overreach, right, or government underreach. These are issues that are not always in play because it's such an emotional issue. So what I try and do is we have these six different matrices of thought regarding what's important or not important, right? And if you can shift the conversation from, okay, we're going to talk, we were talking about care and fairness, maybe we're going to talk about authority, right, and the way that authority should be limited or the way that authority should be expanded, right? Trying to shift the matrix of the conversation in some way so that there isn't the easy way to talk, to sort of fall back into these platitudes.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kyle McCord, professor of English at Drake University, about talking with people who don't share your political opinions.
Those friends and relatives that I just described to you, if I told them that to their face, or if them hearing this, and I don't think they'd recognize themselves. It's like they don't think that they come to lecture, and it's sort of, I think they would be sort of aghast. But there's a lot of times it's easy to get caught up in that, and you're saying we just can't.
Well, yeah, I think it's easy to, right, and I think that one of the great dangers of our society is falling back into what's easy rather than what is rigorous, right? I think one of my favorite pieces of writing right now, or pieces of thought, is by David Foster Wallace, who gives this speech at Kenyon College called This is Water, in which he talks about how we have multiple ways of viewing the world. And one of the, you know, the big adages of the liberal arts college or the small colleges that teaches us how to think. And he says that's true, and it actually is about giving us the option of how we want to think, that it's that we always every day have the option of falling back to our default experience of the universe, which is through our own eyes, right? If we want to really have a conversation with other people, or if we really want to have the opportunity to think, right, or give ourselves the option to think, we have to be able to maneuver out of that space. And I think some days it's easy to choose that, and some days it isn't, right?
Sure. And so the title of this series, and your talk, Democracy Rocks, Talking Across the Aisle, I sort of want to circle back on that. If we can't talk across the aisle, democracy can't rock, can it? It sort of collapses. Is that right?
I would agree with that. Yeah, I think what you end up with then is, and as it's increasingly what you see in politics, which is just people shouting commonplaces back and forth at each other, right? And a Congress who can't get anything done, a sort of back and forth tilt. Whenever one party gets power, they do really extreme things. Then the other party does really extreme things. You know, that there's a real danger to that, because that is the, I was a history major as an undergraduate, and that's the trajectory of an unstable community, right? That's the trajectory of an unstable society, is where the it's not just perhaps that we disagree about fundamental values. I think some of that's true, but I think that there was as much that divided people in 1930 and 1920, and certainly, you know, in the late 1800s, as it does today, but those people were still able to, in some way, to form a cohesive nation. And I think that there's a lot of reasons that we aren't able to have as civil and more than civil, maybe rigorous a discussion as we once were. And I think that's causing a political backlash in which, you know, people put a lot of money and time into electing candidates on one extreme or the other. And that's, you know, that's not to say that those people don't have a viable political discourse. I think they do. But a lot of times that happens without a recognition that many of the great achievements of American democracy have been achieved by finding a good compromise or a good, thoughtful, multi-leveled, multi-sort of, like, you know, things like the New Deal, right, or you know, much of the civil rights legislation was found by seeing what the extent of interest is and finding commonalities between right and left.
So who should come to your discussion, lecture, Democracy Rocks, talking across the aisle at Central College on November 8th?
Well, I would be remiss if I suppose if I didn't say everyone, but in specific, I think that especially I think these last few years, maybe the last decade or so, I know a lot of people who say, I'm so frustrated with having this conversation with my dad, or I'm not even talking to my sister at this point, or, you know, maybe even just I have a hard time seeing other people's points of view, right? Those, whether you're on one end of the spectrum or the other, this is a great opportunity as well. Or if you're someone who feels like you have some skill in this regard, right, you've started to bridge that political gap between yourself and others, this is a great place to come get more ideas or alternatively to bring your own ideas. There's going to be a lot of opportunities to share during the course of this. Or if you're just someone who's interested in ways of thinking that might be outside the norm in terms of political thinking, this is a great opportunity to come and have a conversation about how we can break out of this mold that seems to be pulling us apart as a country in some ways.
Thanks to Kyle McCord for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.